Better Living Radio Program. It is our intention to entertain and amuse you, make you think and chuckle, and most importantly, to have fun. We focus on all aspects of health, medicine, and wellness, paying special attention to living life to the fullest. To ask a question about the program, you can simply visit our website, nwhealthcarecenter.com. So we are very happy to be on location today here at the historic Dole Mansion in Crystal Lake, Illinois. So tell us a little bit more about the Dole Mansion, Tyler. Introduce yourself. Tell all our viewers about yourself and the Dole Mansion.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tyler Lukey, and I'm one of the original founding board members and just finished up a stint as interim manager and happy to invite our executive director to join us here to carry on our mission. We're a lot of things, and I think at the very base of what we are is we're a community center. We are kind of the heartbeat of Crystal Lake. All things community seem to start and stop around us.
Very good.
So, yeah, it's really a cool place. And we have a very core mission of preserving and protecting the historic Dole Mansion, which is an amazing place. If you haven't come, please do. And then the way that we do that is by fostering the community. We do that through arts education. We've got on-site artists and art studios and lots of programming and teaching, just tons of engagement with people of all ages in order to enhance their creativity, to allow them to give back to the community. That's what we are. And Erin is here with me. She's one of our longtime staff, and she's the heartbeat of the place. She's an idea factory. What would you say?
I would just say that Lakeside Legacy Arts Park and the historic Dole Mansion are just like a place for the community to enjoy and a place for the arts to come alive. And today is a really great example of how we have a race. So we do these great community events, and this more celebrates our 12 acres and the beautiful village of Lakewood and city of Crystal Lake around us, our neighbors. And a lot of people come out who might not know the Dole or might not be into the arts, but they're into the cause, wanting it to support it, and then they're also into fitness. So this is just another example of how we touch so many different lives, and they touch ours.
Okay. So for artists who are listening to this that may be looking for a place, be a little bit more specific. Like, what kind of artists would want to come here? I know, you know, so people who are listening to this should know this is a big facility.
Yeah,
there's lots of space for lots of different types
of
artists.
There is. We have the mansion itself is about 10,000 square feet, and then the building is upwards of 50,000 square feet. And we have the most amazing good fortune that this was a whole lot of things before it was us. And so it's designed for all these fantastic little studios for artists. You can rent a small studio just for yourself. You can rent a large studio and collaborate with other artists. You can rent teaching space. You can use our community space and maybe do large gatherings. And we have studio space open nearly all the time. We've got lots of opportunity to collaborate. If you don't want a full-time studio, you can come here and teach a class. We've got the widest range of art you can imagine. Art for us is a very broad definition. So we have people who have taught foreign language here. We have culinary arts. We have martial arts. We have yoga. We have oil painters. We have watercolors. We have sculptors. We have some of the most amazing musical talent you've seen. You can learn how to play a guitar here. I think you can learn how to build a guitar here.
Yeah, really, it's arts, like, super broad for the studio rentals. I mean, people teach piano, voice, watercolor, yoga, recording studio. And then if you're not someone that is looking to run a business or teach classes or just foster your own art, you can just come and enjoy the galleries. We have two expansive galleries. Or if you don't want to rent a studio here, but you're someone that has a show to exhibit, you can apply to exhibit your art. And then, you know, we're celebrating 10 years, and there's been a lot of great things that Tyler and different people have done for the past 10 years. But something really exciting for the arts is the listening room. In this 10th year, we had a very generous donor, now a board member, donate and construct a beautiful listening space. So that is going to be for performers and the audience to enjoy. It's an intimate venue, Steinway piano, state-of-the-art equipment. So I guess when you say broad, I hope that touches out for the listeners out there, really, If you're into the arts, there's a lot of ways you can get involved here.
And so it's not just for the artists, but it's also for people who want to learn whatever it may be, from music to sculpting to all different types.
Even just to observe. You want to come to a First Friday gallery night. You know, November 2nd is our next one. They're free, open to the public, family friendly. The exhibits constantly change. So the Mental Health Board is doing a mental health awareness exhibit, and then there's a private artist in the Dole. So people can just come, interact with the artist, view the art, enjoy live music, tour the facility. If you're listening out there, where is this place? First Friday is a great way to explore the Dole and everything we have to offer.
And tell us a little bit more about the First Friday. Like, what time does it start? Where would people look? Tell us a little bit about your website.
Yeah.
Where would they find out more about that?
LakesideLegacy.org. We're always open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So you can come in and explore, talk to staff, take a self-guided tour. But First Fridays are typically 5 to 7:30 p.m. So the next one's November 2nd.
Okay. And that's always the first Friday of every month.
Unless it's published, we have Christmas at the Dole, which is December 7th. So we will not have First Friday, but the art will be a part of us welcoming the community to kind of more of a come home for the holidays, see the art. And we do some different programming, like a ladies' lunch. And then we're using the listening room on December 7th for a holiday concert.
All right.
Yeah, another big thing that people don't realize is that we are actually the hosts and creators of the Lakeside Festival. So a lot of people, 50,000 people, seem to know about the big festival that Crystal Lake has and the amazing parade and the fireworks. What they don't realize is that although parts of that are run in conjunction with the city, the majority of that is run by us. And so it is our number one fundraiser of the year, but it's also really home to, I think, the heartbeat of this community. If a lot of Crystal Lake Central, almost all of the old reunions are held on our grounds at that Lakeside Festival. We've got live music really from noon until 11 p.m. On the two weekend days. We've got
kids,
you know,
programs, kaleidoscopes, ice cream eating contests for kids. So even the local vendors come to the Taste of the Lake. So it also celebrates other local businesses. You know, Giorgio's and different places come, and at Fest you enjoy what they have to offer too.
And that's always around that 4th of July weekend.
This year it's July 3rd to the 7th. We have great docents that come, and some of those days you can get historic Dole tours. So, again, when people come to Fest, they're really helping protect and sustain this beautiful property.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the listening room earlier, Aaron. I know with the movement of downloadable music that there's a whole movement of audiophiles who want to bring back good sound.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about that listening room. That's something that listeners should know about.
It's beautiful. Like I said, state-of-the-art production and sound. So there's audio and visual recording capabilities. The Steinway, everything is, if you're into that and you're into the production world, you got in there, your whole body's just going to tingle. About 84 seats can fit over that, but again, it's teak furniture. It was designed to be intimate, where you would really interact with a singer-songwriter or the one-act play or the jazz night like we're having on November 2nd after First Friday. Roger Rupert's a trumpeter who is a resident partner in this building. He is renowned in the Chicagoland, has played for Wicked, tons of different bands. He's also an instructor. I mean, the man just has a great musical background, and he's bringing four friends. It's going to be Roger Rupert and friends, and there'll be an interactive jazz performance. $10 a ticket. It's a steal. You'll feel like you're in downtown Chicago. It's that type of room.
Very cool.
Yeah. And that will be at 8 p.m. following First Friday. But people, just like you said, if you want to learn more, if you visit lakesidelegacy.org or call us here, you could actually pre-buy a ticket because it will probably sell out. We're hoping if you come to First Friday, there'll still be a few seats. But that will be, if you want to check out that new room, a great introduction to it.
And the room is really an amazing gift for us because not only can you come and experience really amazing singer-songwriters and awesome concerts and poetry and all the things that'll be done there that we host, you can also use the space for your own event. So if you have a singer-songwriter, if you are a singer or songwriter, if you've got you know, workshop that you want to do that's creative, if you want to, you know, if you have a group that you engage in some interesting, artful way, we'd love to offer the space to you to use. And it's like none other in the whole area. You know, there's a lot of other places, but this is a very intimate, beautiful, state-of-the-art space for creative energy.
So. If you were going to run even a health workshop, or someone was going to do corporate strategic planning or wanted an off-site meeting, as long as they're public speaking, there's also flat-screen TVs down there that can be used for PowerPoints, not just video, or to use during a performing act. So we really think people need to know if there's public speaking as a part of it, motivational, strategic planning, that space could be used for outside groups.
And it's 80 seats, you said, Erin?
Well, no, for meetings, it will probably, it can fit over 100.
Okay.
When we set for a concert, okay, a custom concert, 84 to 96.
Gotcha.
But if you were coming in for a meeting and wanted more seminar style or a large table that only 15 people are going to sit around, it can
right,
be.
Right, right, right.
And really, the whole building, as we say, we are at the very base of who we are. We're a community center. The entire building is available for the same concept. We have people who rent a room for a meeting. We have people who rent the whole first floor to have a celebration of someone's life. We have an occasional wedding. We have
blue and gold dinners for Boy Scouts.
Right. We host how many not-for-profits last year? Tons.
I mean, we have tons of churches, community groups, and other not-for-profits that hold, like, their silent auction or a wine tasting to benefit their cause.
Right.
We really want to be a place that non-for-profits, educational societies, tours. We give historic tours. If you have six friends out there and you actually want a tour and then interact with one of our artists, it's a small fee, but we can do that privately. But we also work with senior groups and Boy Scout troops, and some of the schools come over for their field day. They tour the mansion, they go to some of our artist studios, they learn about art, they meet some of our musicians.
The mansion is definitely worth a tour for people who've never been out here, just to see that history. It's quite an outstanding building.
It really is.
Really, and even just learn all the stories of the different owners. It's really a remarkable journey through Crystal Lake history.
Can I pose a question for Siobhan?
Sure.
So we have our new executive director here, and one of the things that I love the most about this place is introducing it to a new set of eyes, because when we, when you're in a place and you're working it, sometimes it loses its luster, but when you show it to a new person and it somehow brings it all back around. So, Siobhan, would you talk about what it was like for you as kind of a new inductee into this place, what it was like?
Well, new inductee, I've only been here a week. I came in on one of the busiest weeks I could have. But I'll tell you, I think one thing is this place is a true gem in the community. And being here around the staff, the volunteers, the board of trustees, there is a certain amount, there's a huge energy and passion for this place. I see it with the artists, I see it with the board members, volunteers. It's exciting to see and hear where the Dole Mansion and Lakeside Legacy came from and where they want to go and where we want to take it. Like Tyler and Erin have said, the possibilities here are endless. And we want to invite everyone, even in the surrounding neighborhoods that have no idea of what this place is about, to come in here and feel the specialness of it. If you're not an artist, which I'm not a visual artist, I'm a performing artist, I have just in this last week gained a true appreciation for unique sculptures and things like that. So it's a gem, and I'm very excited to be part of this new community to me, and the endless possibilities here.
You know what's awesome about this is a compilation of everyone. So if you've not been here and you come here, this place becomes partly you. And that's what's really, I think, allowed it to be so successful. It is not stagnant. It constantly evolves. And every time a new person walks through the door, the place evolves also.
And I think it's great in today's society to have a place for art. Artists where they can practice that, but also people who want to learn, that they can come here as well.
And I truly believe everyone has an artist inside them.
Yeah.
Artist doesn't mean that you have to be a painter or a singer or a performer. It could be using words, just expressing yourself through words and creating collages. And a lot of the staff here do that, which I admire. It's very inspirational. It's a very inspiring place. You will find the artist within you or visionary within you.
So I was actually going to ask you that because you're the executive director. So you said you're a performing artist.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell,
well,
like, what
I could have said performed recently, but I have...
You're live. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. What should I do? One of the musicals I did in high school or college?
Okay, break out. Ready? Once you've done it, once you're an artist, once you're always an artist, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I'm a vocalist. I have, high school and college, I was performing a singer. And have 8 years of professional training behind me. So I have that appreciation for the musical and performing arts.
And so what's your vision for this place? We mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, moving forward. So given that your experience, where do you hope to take this place? Where do you want to, you know, be in 3 years, 5 years?
I want to showcase all the arts. I don't want to just limit it to one area because I don't think... And one particular area is special over the other. We have a fabulous culinary arts kitchen here. I think we could be utilizing that much, much more. We could be, you know, I haven't experienced it all, but we have fabulous artists here, fabulous experience. We just need to show everyone the breadth of art that is here.
Okay, you brought up a program we hadn't heard about because we went over the listening room, we went over a lot of the visual arts. So tell us about the culinary arts.
Culinary arts are endless. We could be educating the children in the community, the youth groups, elderly, individuals with special needs. I'm teaching them how to do the basic cooking skills. We could even get into the fine culinary arts. Hopefully working collaboratively with the colleges in the community. We have wonderful restaurants in the community where their chefs might want to come in and teach a special skill or talent. Bakeries. Possibilities are endless.
We even did some great team building where we had executives come in and cook for each other as a way to learn how to collaborate.
Yeah, very tough.
And we've had kids come in and prepare meals and then serve it to their parents in the Sage Gallery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really an amazing thing to watch people. Art is that broad, and it you can come together under so many different venues here. It's a cool experience.
We've done culinary boot camps around spring break. Different age group, different skills, so they could learn something healthy and they can do at home, help for themselves or help feed their family. We've done classes with grandma and grandchildren or grandpa and grandchildren. We have someone teaching classes through MCC's Continuing Ed. She'll be starting after November. Peely, it's called Creative Confetti. They are out of Elgin and Lake Zurich. And she will be showcasing their culinary talents on November 2nd and First Friday. So the food at First Friday is free. We ask for donations, but you can meet Peely and her staff and tour the culinary studio and say, ooh, I want to take your Italian dinner class or whatever it is. And she's working in collaboration with MCC's Continuing Ed and signing up people now. And, again, like Siobhan and Tyler said, many, many possibilities in that kitchen. We even have private people say, I want to give my clients a gift. Design me a 12-person class, and then I want them to eat. It can be that custom, that we find a chef to do a private program. We've done a vegan healthy eating kind of more demonstration class, helping people to pick tofu, taste tofu, learn how to press it, marinate it, and she did a four-month series. So somebody's talked about diabetic eating, how to eat right. I mean, it's really endless, and the partnerships with either health practitioners and chefs are endless.
And all that information about those programs is available on your website at Lakeside
Legacy. That will
Legacy.
Be more developed.
Okay.
Peely's will be linked to ours, and then she's having people register through the college. But as we develop more sites, there is a Culinary Studios link that people can get information to contact us, or as we grow programs, It has its own area of our website. Yes, absolutely.
And as a way that the community can interact, it's not just the programs that we host. For example, this spring we're having a Taste of Sri Lanka, which an outside organization has rented the kitchen for, and they're going to be showcasing 100 different Sri Lankan cuisines to the community. And I think over 200 tickets are already sold. And so there's an example of a way the community can engage and interact with the space, with their own ideas. So.
So all that's at LakesideLegacyArts.org, right?
LakesideLegacy.org.
LakesideLegacy.org. All right, good. LakesideLegacy.org.
And if you have an idea or you were wondering or out there saying, I'd like to rent the room or I'm a chef, I'd like to propose a program, you know, they can also contact us. You know, this place is endless, and a lot of times it takes someone from the community with an idea or a passion to partner with us, and then that's how it comes to life.
Okay, and if they were to call you, what's better, email, call?
Anything. Our phone number is 815-455-8000. All of our emails extensions is our first initial and last name at lakesidelegacy.org. Siobhan and I, you know, it's kind of a gateway. If you get to one of the staff, and it's not our accountability, we're such a team here, you'll hear from us, and somebody else will get passed the baton to reach out and call that person to schedule the tour, to learn more what they're interested, to talk about rates of the listing.
Excellent. Well, I think between Tyler, Aaron, and Siobhan, you know, you certainly communicated that whether you're a senior group or a teen group or an aspiring artist or an accomplished artist, that the range of flexibility that you offer here is phenomenal. So I want to thank you for your time, and certainly people should visit, you know, your website, lakesidelegacy.org, and they can find out more about some of the exciting programs and the wide berth of things that you have to offer. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.